You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and people raise money for RNIB in lots of different ways. Running marathons, baking cakes, but one salon in London has thought up a unique way to use their art skills to raise money for RNIB. Throughout the month of October, Iris Avenue, a salon in London, was offering Braille My Nails using gel nail polish with 10% of every sale going to RNIB. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it is Amanda Lee from Iris Avenue. Thank you so much for joining us, Amanda. So where did this idea come from to start adding Braille to people's nails?
So it was actually a bit of an accident. We were playing around with nail art and we were drawing a dice on the nails and they actually were a little bit raised. So we're like, oh, that's kind of strange. It feels quite tactile. What can we do with that? And then we just came up with the idea of the Braille.
Did you know any blind and partially sighted people before you got into doing this?
No. So it was a bit daunting in a way because we didn't want to get it wrong. So we did have to consult the Braillist Foundation and RNIB themselves just to sort of get a bit of advice on to making sure that we're actually spelling the right thing.
What kind of things were people getting then when they were coming in?
Well, all sorts, really. Like, some people got things like joy and love, because obviously you had to have a very short sort of 5 to 10 letter word. But then also some of them are a bit rude, like F you.
Well, at least you've got to be able to read Braille to understand what it means.
Exactly. Otherwise, it just looks like a really cool, like, nail art pattern from the outsider's perspective.
That's what I was going to say. They look really cool, and people have been using different colours, and people have been using clear gel. And what was the response like from the wider public, from people who came and who saw the nails and the people who got them done themselves?
I think it was quite eye-opening and sort of a bit thought-provoking for a lot of the people, because we kind of go about our normal day-to-day business, you know, coming in the salon, enjoying our services and things like that. But now that's such a big thing in our salon ourselves. And it was kind of like, oh, actually, wouldn't it be cool if partially sighted people can kind of, not that they can't join in the experience normally, but in the sense of having something tactile for them to be included.
What was the reaction of blind and partially sighted people then who came in and got the Braille art done? Because it's another level to add on top of their existing nail art that they already get, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was adding another sort of dimension. So with the Braille, it allowed it to be a bit more tactile, and also actually made us think that we could actually not just do dots, but also do other designs like waves and things like that using the acrylic, to make the nail art a bit something that you can feel.
And that adds another layer onto the fact that with the nail art that blind and partially sighted people already get, it can add that tactile level on top of that in the future.
Yeah, exactly. It just adds another dimension. So it was quite thought-provoking for people, and it was nice actually to sort of have people do it partially sighted or not.
Do you think that when people got the nails and then went out into the wider world and other people noticed them, people might be asking, what's on your nails? Where did you get them done? Do you think that it's quite, like you say, thought-provoking for not just the people who've got it done themselves, but also the people just seeing it maybe on the bus or just with a friend and seeing that the dots on people's nails and wondering what that is and maybe starting a conversation about it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a bit of a way to sort of, it's fun and you can see it and things like that, but it kind of just brought a bit of like the Braille and that kind of thing to people's minds, which was cool.
So why did you choose to raise money for the RNIB through this as well, with 10% of the takings going to RNIB?
So quite honestly, we're super ignorant. So we don't have any partially sighted friends or anything like that. So we were just trying to find a charity that could help us, you know, get exposure for this kind of thing and also to learn about it. So RNIB obviously seemed like such a big charity. They're actually down the road from our salon as well. We're in Tottenham Court Road. So it seemed like a good fit.
And what kind of work did you do with RNIB then throughout the whole month of October?
So our biggest thing, we went to Olympia Beauty. So it's the biggest beauty show that's been around since basically COVID. So it was quite a big thing for everyone to kind of like see their peers and get back into the beauty industry. So we went to Olympia Beauty in, I think it was early, just the beginning of October, to try and recruit salons to do the same idea as us. So basically I thought, okay, if we sort of do 10% of our sales in the salon. It's all very well, but how much can we make? Like, how many brow manicures can we do in the month of October? So I thought, okay, why don't we try and get other salons to come on board across the UK to do the same as us? So we've actually got about 30 salons now on board, and they're also doing the brow or my nails like across the UK. Some of them actually want to do more than 10%, so they're absolutely welcome to. And we've all agreed that we're going to be donating at least to the end of the year, because it was a bit too short the month of October.
That's so fantastic to hear that it's been able to spread across the industry as well and across the country, which means people that aren't just based in London can go out and get this done as well.
Yes, so we do have a salon finder on brailmynails.com, and you can type in your postcode and just see where your nearest Brow My Nails salon is.
What do you think is the biggest thing that you personally have learned through this process of starting Brail My Nails, and what have you learned through the time that you've been doing it?
I think I've learned that there's still a lot to be done in our industry for inclusivity. I think that's not really, it's just something that we've kind of like, it's highlighted it to us. And you know, I think there's so much more that we can do, because the beauty industry is so amazing. We make people feel so good when they come into the salon. I think it would be cool, and it's a bit of an eye-opener, that everyone should be included with this kind of thing. So I think that's what I've learned the most.
Well, thank you very much for raising money for R&IB, and it's absolutely fantastic what you've been doing, and it's a creative way to help out and to spread the word. So thank you very much, Amanda, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And if you would like to find out more about Brail My Nails or find your local salon, then you can visit their website, www.irisavenue.com/Brail My Nails. You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio.